Yo, hey Power Hour crew, it's Adrienne here. I am super excited to announce that I am currently writing the Power Hour book. I'm so happy to finally be able to talk about the Power Hour book, How to Focus on Your Goals and Create a Life That You Love. The book will be published later this year by Penguin, and it is available for pre-order right now online at Waterstones and Amazon. I've been working on this for months, guys, so it's great to finally be able to talk about it. So, what is the Power Hour book all about? Well, as the host of this podcast, I'm so lucky that I get to speak to so many different people from different industries at different stages in their career and their life. I speak to doctors, sleep scientists, nutritionists, innovators, thought leaders, Olympic athletes, and often I get to sit down with them and have these amazing conversations to find out what they do, what their daily practices are, their rules to live by, how they've cultivated personal and professional success in their life. And I think I've always just been fascinated by this idea that we all can be faced with different circumstances or different opportunities, but why, when facing adversity, do some people sink and some people swim? You know, what is it? Is it nature nurture? Is it our environment? There's so many factors that contribute, but I've always been fascinated by that, and also by listening to people tell their stories. So as well as hosting the podcast, I also deliver talks and workshops to brands and to their employees. I typically talk about topics such as how to optimize your energy, how to become a high performer, habit formation, goal setting, and ultimately defining what success looks like for you, and creating a roadmap to take you to the destination that you want, you know, to create a life that you truly, truly love. So in the book, I'll be sharing my own passion, my own experience, my viewpoints, in the hope that this book will encourage people to take action. I think listening to someone speak and feeling motivated is great, but it's often short-lived. It often doesn't, unless it's enough to be a catalyst for change, then motivation, you know, comes and goes. And, you know, same when it comes to knowledge. I think knowledge, we live in a time right now when we have an abundance of knowledge. We can find out pretty much anything from any time, from anyone, but that knowledge is wasted if you don't do anything with it. You know, people say knowledge is power. I don't believe that to be true. I think knowledge is wasted if you don't use it to take action. So I'm all about practical steps, all about giving people frameworks and tools and steps that you can actually take to implement change in your life. So when it comes to the Power Hour, I'll be covering everything from the importance of daily movement to why we all need to create a Power Hour, to developing your mindset, to sleep habits, to community, and to focusing on your own core values and purpose. So one thing that I talk about in the book is this idea that I mentioned about creating a roadmap for your life. So with anything, where anywhere you're going to go, if you want to go somewhere new that you've never been before, you need to have the destination, right? You need to have the sat nav address. You need to know exactly where you're going. But rarely there's just one route to getting there. You know, often there is loads of different ways that you could get to the same destination, but you have to have a clear end goal. You have to know where you're going. But the challenge is deciding to become the driver instead of allowing yourself to be the passenger. And what I mean when I say that is that if you are the passenger, it's nice to be the passenger, right? If you are the passenger, you don't have to make decisions. You don't have to, you're not in control of where you're going, and you don't really have to have any ownership over any, if anything goes wrong, if you get lost, it's not your fault, and therefore there's no blame. However, if you're the driver, then that comes with responsibility and you are in control, and that can be scary, but it's also amazing and exciting, and you essentially take the control, you take the power, and you decide where you're going and how you're going to get there. Essentially, what it comes down to is that we will only experience this life once. And as cliche as that might sound, we're only going to do it once. So do you really want to be the passenger? I think if you are a listener of this podcast, then you probably are the driver and you probably know exactly where you want to go. And lastly, I just wanted to share that when it comes to the Power Hour and creating your own Power Hour, it's not about being productive. It's not about every hour of every single day doing more. We don't have to do everything, but I do believe that we can do anything. And I do believe that we can all start with just 1 hour every single day. So for me, that is what the Power Hour is all about. And as you know, it starts bright and early. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast and supporting the show. If you do want to pre-order a copy, it's available now online, as I said, Amazon and Waterstones. I really do appreciate your support. So thank you if you've already pre-ordered your copy. Have a fantastic week. I hope that you are all staying well and staying safe. Thanks so much for listening. See ya.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.